Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio. We have a fascinating subject to talk about right now, and obviously we are focusing on your health. And when it comes to your health, sometimes the most simple thing can be the best thing. One of our guests, by the way, not one of our guests, but our guest, Dr. Maryam Murad, has been recognized by CUTV News as our Empowered Entrepreneurial Woman for her Movement is Blessed program. She has developed a specific exercise technique to improve circulation in the body for her patients. She is convinced poor circulation increases the risk for many health-related issues, and she has some remarkable exercises that can really help relieve a lot of the issues that many people are suffering from. Movement is Blessed, by the way, which is her program, is a very old ancient saying. She says the simplest thing is always the best thing. You start with the toes and you work your way up. The technique, originally developed for Dr. Murad's bedridden mother who had recovered from both back and heart-related illnesses, is a very simple method of exercise based on small movements. And these small movements help activate the body's lymphatic system to encourage the flow of fluid, the flow of blood throughout the body, and eliminate metabolic waste, germs, and toxins. Her program is primarily for seniors. So if you have a senior in your midst who can't hear this, get them around the radio so they can hear this. They're going to find it very helpful, to say the least. And this is especially true for those who are less active or less mobile. Again, Dr. Murad believes poor circulation increases the risk for many health-related issues. She says we need to get back to a much more holistic understanding of the body. And as a student of medicine, she's been able to reconnect some of these ideas where other physicians are only looking to become more and more specialized. Dr. Murad says she's always been interested in a more natural approach to medicine. We were an arthritic family, hers was. Arthritis affects you in such a way that it takes time for your joints to align before you can actually take your steps when you get up and get out of bed. This technique allowed her mother to be functional and ambulatory. So that's a little bit about her background. Well, not her background, but what she's doing. I'm going to ask her about her background, but let's bring her on. She's based in Houston, Texas. Her husband is involved in the petroleum industry, so obviously it's natural that she would be in Houston. But let's bring Dr. Murad on. Dr. Maryam Murad, she has a wonderful website. I'll give that to you in a few minutes so that if you want to get in touch with her or learn more about her program, Movement is Blessed, you can find it on the Internet yourself. Anyway, Dr. Murad, welcome. Nice to have you with us. How are you today? How are things in Houston?
Good morning. It's a very pleasant day today, yes. Good to hear your voice, and it's excellent
very
to connect
good.
with your audience here.
Let me just ask you a little bit. I think this is a fascinating thing that you're involved in. A lot of people may wonder about, you know, your background. I know you're a doctor. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got into this and why you're focusing on this area of in the practice of medicine and in what you do? How did all this happen?
I tell you, they say that necessity is the mother of all inventions, and it was actually my mother who was in very poor health, and she was hospitalized in the intensive care unit. And I tell you, even if you're a doctor, if your parents are hospitalized, if your loved one is unwell, boy, I mean, it's so much stress. You know, people think that you know everything, but gosh, the stress gets to you. And my mother, she has a lot of health problems. You know, she's got diabetes, she's got a bad back, she's got so many problems that complicate one another. And when you're taking so much medication for a long time, it sort of gets a little bit more complicated as you go. And here she was, the main reason she was hospitalized for was a misaligned, a really bad back. And so it was severe agony. You know, my mom is a strong woman, but the pain was just too much to bear. So it was for my mother and how to soothe her. You know, so this program, Movement is Blessed, was really made at my mother's bedside. And it was it was for her. It was never my intention to put it out into the public. It was just for my mother. So, yeah, Mom, you know, I love you dearly.
So this is a program that you developed, but you say this is based on a really ancient practice. Is that right? At least movement is blessed is an old ancient saying, as you have said. Is what you're doing based on ancient practices?
Yes, look at the human body. It's been the same. Romans had the same skeletal system, the same muscular system, same cardiovascular system, same digestive system. They had the same body as we have today as modern man. And, you know, we call ourselves modern because we based on our findings in science and research. So we are like more modern. But really, our body is ancient. This is the same body the Egyptians had, the Greek had, the Romans had, same body that was in the Middle Ages, and the same thing today.
So in effect, what's this? This is that then based on something that they discovered, you know, centuries ago. But obviously it doesn't get talked about very much today. So explain to me what movement is blessed is. What is this technique about, and why is it so beneficial, especially for seniors?
Movement is blessed, like you said. It's an ancient quote, and it's based on natural principles, how the body works. Our body is based on timeless principles of science. Like I said, our principles of science haven't changed how the body works ever since we stepped on Earth. And it's the same thing, whereas my focus was mainly on seniors because of my mother. And would you believe that it's phenomenal? I go from pregnant ladies all the way to over 100. My users are over 100. And you can understand in simple terms, like when the baby is born, the baby comes out of the mother's womb. Until the baby moves, he's not considered alive. So life is movement. That's the quote here, life is movement. You got to move. It doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're healthy or whether you're unwell, or if you're just having a slight flu, or if you're chronically ill, you got to move. And inactivity is not going to help you improve in any way.
So in effect, what you're saying, this program, really, while it's very good for seniors, it really could be beneficial then for everyone. Is that right?
Honestly, it amazes me how well nature is put together. You know, nature is a picture of perfection. It's very complex. It empowers everything together. You know, we have all these sciences separated, and us being a doctor, we're a doctor of medicine. But nature is so many medicines and so many sciences put together, encompasses everything. So our body actually works. It's connected from the outside to the inside, from the head to the toe. We're all connected. And like you said, it starts from the feet. It starts from the toes. So for my mother, it was her heart. You know, she was immobilized for months on end, and she has a weak heart, and you can't leave a person with a weak heart immobilized, and you can't move a person with a bad back. So it was like one is good for her back and one is bad for her heart. And so I started based on my basic principles, because the principles never change. You know, the ideologies, the opinions, the research, all these facts, they change, but the basic facts of science, they never change. The simple thing is that the heart beats for life and the blood must circulate, and there's so many factors affecting blood circulation, and blood doesn't actually move on its own when you're not up and about. So here's something very simple that you can do for your family, and this is what I'm aiming to make exercise a family affair, and I'm putting forth the toe exercises, which is called a toe exercise, as one exercise workout. So it's a whole workout. You know, people don't think about the toes because most of them don't look at it, and a lot of people don't think about their feet, and many cannot touch their foot. So you don't really think about toes being very, very important. But if you realize, look how we're positioned. Our whole body is vertically placed on, guess what, the foot. So we actually stand on our feet, and we are mobile. So when we walk, you lift one foot up. That means the entire body weight is focused on one foot. Do you see? It's so
essential.
That's
right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah.
And then it gets even more interesting.
Well, let's talk about the technique of what it is you're teaching, and that you want to help people learn. Because I know you really are focused on education. You want people to hear about this, and you want them to be able to benefit from it. Explain to me how this exercise program works. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you understand, see, when you talk about the science and the body, people sort of think that's very complicated. So I made this for the average person, and I teach mother-in-laws, and I teach seniors in their 90s that don't even speak English. You know, so I go through a translator, but they understand, and when they understand, their eyes open double. There's something that they can comprehend. There's something they can do sitting in their rocking chair, their wheelchair, in their bed. This is something they can do, and it doesn't require any dependency on the family. They don't have to call anybody. They can do it themselves. So it's the simplest thing that empowers them. And I teach them the basic science. I say, look at your toes. Do you notice when you lift the toes up, you see some lines on the top of your foot? Those are toe muscles. And toe muscles go from the tip of the toes to the knee. Can you imagine?
Wow.
They go from
okay.
the toes to the knee joint. Yeah, so
yeah,
they're
you don't think
very,
about
very
that.
Long. Yes.
Right. You
don't,
So what do you do when you actually look at your toes? What are the instructions for what you do?
Instructions are very simple. It's the movements of the body. So this is natural body motion. You take each joint, each muscle individually. It's uncompensated. So every part is cleaned. It's like spring cleaning everything from the knees down, all the lower leg to the foot. So knees down, everything is cleaned. And it's like taking a sponge, you know, soak sponge, you squeeze it and all the water comes out. So all of our blood vessels, they're dispersed between the muscles. And so when you exercise, you get circulation going. And this is where if you cannot exercise, somebody can do it for you. Just like in our house, the whole family lives together. And if you don't have time to exercise, you get your husband to do it or the kids to do it. So anybody can literally vacuum the house. The same way, if you cannot exercise, there's somebody that can do your exercises for you.
Well, explain that. In other words, what do they do? Just move the toes?
Sounds very simple. Yeah, that's basically it. You take all the joints. Do you know how many toe joints there are? There are 28 toe joints. So there's
a whole
complex
in each toe.
In the foot. Yeah,
in each toe?
14 in each. Each foot has 14 toe joints. And people don't realize the significance of the foot. You know, the feet, feet together have a quarter of the body's bones are in the foot. This is why the foot is so flexible. You know, a bone is not flexible, but when you put lots of small ones together, then you can move. You see how flexible the foot is? We have arches. There's so much science compiled into the feet, and we move. We can jump. We can swing. We can rock. We can dance. We do so much on our feet. And that's because of the quarter of the body's bones are down there, so lots of small bones, lots of small joints, and lots of muscles. And the body actually functions as one functional unit from the knees down. So all the lower leg and the foot, it's one functional unit. And it is the power of the toe muscles. If they hold you up, we don't realize that you stand on the power of your toe muscles. They go from the tip of the toes on the top to the knee in the front. And at the bottom of the foot, from the tip of the toes, across the bottom of the foot, up the back of the leg, till the knee level. Can you believe that? And on the sole of the foot, you have four layers of muscles all attached to the toes. And who moves their toes? We complain about aches and pains. And it's just phenomenal how well Mother Nature has put us together. It's just incredible. Even though I've been doing this for a very long time, but nature amazes me. It's so perfectionist. I mean, you know, I'm a perfectionist myself, but nature has no flaws. And this exercise works for everybody. It doesn't matter what your age is, what your health condition, what your fitness level. My mother was in really, really poor health, and exercise was the last thing on her list. And this exercise gets the blood to flow. Yeah, you need to exercise.
Tell me how it works, Dr. Moret, please. I'd like to know. How does the exercise work? What do you do?
You see, in our body, all the systems, they're connected together. Your muscular system is connected to the skeletal system, is connected to the circulatory system. All the systems are connected. It's just like your house. You have different rooms. You know, you got the living room, the dining room, the family, the den, the kitchen, and you take one vacuum and you clean, you know. And so in our body, we have different organs. We have all the organs spread all over, and it is the blood vessels that connect them. And this is how the body connects itself. We have blood flow. The heart pumps, the heart beats, and the blood flows. And it's so essential for the blood to flow because this is what connects all the organs together. It takes nutrition all around our body, and it removes. So this is the best in detox. This is the best internal vacuum suction, best internal plumbing draining system, however you want to look at it, but you got to keep the blood flowing. That's very essential.
I understand that, and obviously I agree, and circulation really is essential. What I'm trying to grasp is, how does your exercise program work? For those who are listening to you right now, explain a little bit about what they do. What's your program like? How do they exercise?
Oh, okay. So you move all the joints individually, and what happens is the muscular system, it connects with the circulatory system because near the heart, the blood vessels are so big, it's like a kitchen sink, you know, they're real big, and they graduate. By the time you get to the toes, you see one strand of hair. If you slice it 10 times, you don't see it's microscopic. That's the size of your toe blood vessels, and that's where the plug occurs first. You know, it's the smallest ones that get blocked up first. And then we have gravity, you know, that sure holds everything down. And if you do these toe exercises, you actually exercise up till the knee level. So you get circulation in the smallest, finest vessels, and blood keeps flowing. So this actually de-stresses the heart. So this is when another one of my mom's condition was a weak heart. And she, and you know, we did this for her. And she, when she was able to, she did it. But the day she didn't, we would make sure that she would did it. And most important is you must realize that the blood must keep flowing. You see, it flows. There's no clot formation. It's just like our kitchen sink. If it flows, it doesn't clog up. And if your kitchen sink doesn't work, you know, the kitchen doesn't work. So the same with our body. If the blood keeps flowing, all the organs are functioning. The bad blood is out. The good blood is in. This is the best pedicure. You know, you get nail blood flow to the nail bed. This is the best pedicure. So it works for everybody with the heart. So everybody that has any heart-related family illness or any personal history of anything related to the heart, toe exercises are an absolute must because it gets blood flow in the smallest blood vessels, and what more, somebody can do it for you. And I'm teaching children how to do your father's foot exercises for Father's Day. You know, this is the exercise you do for dad, because most fathers, they really don't get to the gym every day, but your heart beats every day. So I'm making exercise a family affair, you know. So if your dad has a heart condition, you do this. Now, if you have stroke in your family, where do the clots come from? The foot. You know, people tell me, how is the foot related to the head? And also, do you know where the clots come from? They come from the feet. They get stuck in the head, but they come from the foot, and the brain has end arteries. You know, it doesn't connect. So those end arteries, end of the street, that's where they get stuck. So if you keep you doing your toe exercises, blood keeps flowing. And for diabetics, you know, my mom's a diabetic. My DVD model lady, she's a diabetic. You got to keep the blood flowing. And this is the best exercise for the diabetic foot. You keep the blood flowing. It will keep flowing, and you don't have a problem. The day you don't, then everything starts to plug up and slow down. And so this works for a lot of conditions. And one thing you must understand, why blood doesn't flow on its own, is because blood is not like water. You know, people think blood flows, it's a liquid. No, water flows. Water doesn't have any solids. Blood is like a smoothie. It's like a thick shake, you know, half solid. So it's got all those thick particles inside. And like a smoothie, you whiz it, it's perfectly fine. And you leave a smoothie 10 minutes, everything is settled down. So this is what happens on our inside. So if we exercise, the blood will keep flowing. The heart beats, the blood flows, and everything is in working condition. And all the organs are clean. They all get nutrition, and all the organs, everything head to toe is functioning. But when you do not move, you're inactive, you don't exercise. So you have less active, so everything starts to settle down. Just like your smoothie, you don't shake it, you leave it for a while, and everything starts to settle down. So the same thing, everything starts to settle down, and that's the formation of clots there when everything's settling down. And you know the good news? You whiz a smoothie, it's perfectly fine. So you do foot exercises, you do these toe exercises, you get blood flow once again. No problem.
That's good. Tell me what the toe exercise is. How do I do it?
It's very simple. All right, so I'll explain to you the first exercise. You start with the big toe on the right foot. So if you hold your toenail, now here it's very essential to not put your thumb on top of the joint itself. And you know, something very interesting, everybody tells me, oh, I love it when I go for my pedicure, when she does this little foot massage, and they like the foot massage better than the nail polish. So they all like this little massage. And I tell everybody that when you go, they like this massage, and the nerves are on the side of the toes. So they pull the toes from the side, and they say, yes, it feels so good. And in my book, I say, hold the toes above and below, because the neurovascular bundle, which is the artery, the nerve lymphatics, are on the side of the toes. So whereas you're pulling the toes from the side stimulates the nerves, but it's actually pinching your circulation. So there's a point to ponder about. So you hold the nail from above and below, and you literally move it up slowly, and you move it slowly down. So the movement at this joint is only up and down. And you know, when you move it up, the muscle goes from the tip of the toe to the knee. And when you move it down, the muscle goes from the tip of the toe on the bottom of the foot to the back of the knee. That's the length of this muscle that you're exercising.
So you're pulling your toe, pulling it up and then pushing it down, pulling it out and pushing it back,
it
I guess would be another way,
bend it down.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And you do that
and
with each toe, would that be right?
You do
How many times do you do
toe.
It?
If you're doing just the toes, you can do it 3 to 5 times each toe. If you're doing the whole body, you do it once because lots of joints to move. And, simple but very effective, and people feel it right there and then. And after this first movement, then you slide down to the base joint. So that's where the toe meets the foot. And that joint moves up, so you move it up. That means moving the toe up. You hold it for a second, then you slowly move it back down, as far down as the toe can go. And there's no pushing, there's no force, there's no stress. Each joint has a different range of motion, so you move however much it moves. So every joint is different. Even your right and left foot will have different mobility. So you move it up and you move it down. And this joint has a lot of movements to it. So you do it up and down, and then you do it from side to side. So you take it to the outside, you move the big toe away from the other toes, and then you bring it back to the center, and you bring it towards the toes on the inside. So you do a horizontal movement side to side. And this uses the toe muscles that are in between the toes, and we never use them. Can you imagine? And the muscle that moves
true.
The toe.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Who does this movement? So when you
right.
move your big toe away from the toes, that muscle goes from the big toe to the heel. That's like a good 6-8-inch muscle, and we never use this muscle.
Wow.
And this one holds
Let me
your
get
arches
on before,
up.
Time is rapidly running out here. I want to ask you about how your exercises help people who have lower back problems, you know, arthritis in that area. What do you do for back issues? Because so many people claim to have poor back issues, lower back pain.
I tell you, it's the simplest principles. The body balances, like the house has a foundation, so the foundation has to be even. So your feet, you have to stand equally on both feet. People don't do that. You know, we tend to stand more weight on one foot. So you have to balance your body on both the feet. Then you balance. The roof is balanced, you know, it's over all the house, all the rooms. They have the same level. The roof is at the same level. So you have to balance at the pelvis. So you have to balance. And the pelvis is actually the base of the spine. So you balance on the feet, you balance on the pelvis, and it provides a solid, stable foundation for the base of the spine, because the base of the spine is the center of the pelvis, and that's where the backbone goes. So anybody with a back problem, they got to keep it level, you know. You got to keep that balance there. And then people like my mom with a backache, when you have a back injury or back pain, you cannot move the legs. It hurts. You cannot move your arms. It hurts to breathe even. Every breath you take is hurt. You can feel it in your back. And this is where toe exercises are so essential. You got to keep the blood flowing. You know, you got to keep the nutrition moving. And lots of people, when they're unwell, they take their medicine on time. Then they take their food, their supplements. So everything piles up in the stomach, and you don't move. It doesn't digest, and then you're ready for the next meal. You take the next lunch and medicine and supplements. So everything sort of piles up, and at the end of the day, you're sort of having a stomach ache because the food is still there. And once the blood flows, it actually, the function is to absorb everything from the stomach and move all the nutrition that you've taken all around the body. So just the simplest is the best, just the toes. And when you're unwell or when you're hospitalized, you don't want to do anything extra. So I'm actually teaching the toes. So if nothing you can do, if you're sitting there by your loved one and you feel like, what can I do for her? You got the roses, you got the chicken soup, you got some gifts for them. Do their toe exercises. They feel the difference the first time. It's like your house is dirty. You put the vacuum on, and boy, 1 second, everything is clean. And it's the same way. Our house pipes, our body pipes, they work on the same principle. Just turn the switch on and it starts to work.
That's amazing. So even if you have back problems, those toe exercises can help your back issue as well. Is that right?
Backache, headache, shoulder ache, anything.
You're kidding.
This is the exercise you can do immediately after a back surgery. This is the exercise you can do after a heart attack surgery or after attack brain surgery. Yeah, I'm actually working with a neurosurgeon. What do you do after spine surgery? You don't have to straighten the leg. All you touch are the toes. That's it. You just touch the toes. That's it. You don't touch or move anything, and it gets blood flow. Blood flow is like a merry-go-round. You push one cart, and the whole circle starts to move. So nature is very,
For people who have trouble reaching their toes, they can bend their knee and do this, right?
Yeah, they can do it lying down. And you know what? If you can't bend, no problem. You got your family there.
Okay, all right. Listen, I have a question for you. You wanted to make a special offer for our listeners today. Tell me about that. We have 3 minutes left. Tell me real quick.
Since I made this for my mother and since you invited me here, and the main purpose is to reach out and educate those that are really concerned about their families. So for the continent USA, the first 10 people who will contact me through my website, I will actually go and spend a power hour with their loved ones. So this is people that are family caregivers worried about their parents' health. So if you contact me through my website, it's $5,000 per person, and this goes to the charity which I'm helping of handicapped children. It's for a good cause. So first 10.
Okay. Now, they go to your website, and let me give you the website. It's based on your program. It's called movementisblessed.com. movementisblessed.com. That's how you reach Dr. Murad, our guest, Dr. Miriam Murad, and you can learn more all about her program at that website, and also learn how to take advantage of the offer that she just made, if you're interested. Doctor, you know, I never did ask you what kind of a doctor you are. You are obviously you've been a doctor for a long time. Tell me about your what kind of a doctor you are. What do you specialize in?
I'm a medical doctor, I'm a medical physician into family medicine, and my husband is in petroleum. So the last 30 years we traveled the world. So I've been fortunate to be a student of science of so many alternative therapies, para-health therapies. I've learned so much. And now this is what I focus on. I have learned that the body has everything inside and you don't need anything external. I teach you how to use the internal gym. You've got everything inside. So I'm a doctor of medicine and I'm on your side. I'm a sort of a unique, unorthodox type of doctor. And if you want medicine, you know, medicine has its part, but medicine must be coupled with exercise.
No question about that. No question about that. I think we all understand that. Exercise is so important. Well, there you are, folks. That's our story of this specific program. Movement is Blessed. That's the program of Dr. Miriam Murad. She's based in Houston, Texas. And again, her website is movementisblessed.com. Movementisblessed.com. If you go to the website, you'll learn about how to get in touch with her and a lot more about this program. But if you didn't learn anything other than the fact that it's important to exercise your toes, because it really works from the toes all the way up to the top of your head. Dr. Murad, thank you for your time. It's been delightful chatting with you. Okay? Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome indeed. And that's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time right here on CUTV News Radio. Until the next time, have a great day. Bye for now.